Brad's Vinyl coming at you now. I am Brad to the Bone. Welcome to Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs over the years, consisting of classic rock, electric rock, acid rock, pop music, mood music, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and you name it. Out of mostly the 80s, some 70s, as I burn them to digital, right here on Brad's Vinyl, letting you enjoy them out there. This is the, I don't know how many shows this is, that's a lot, I've done a lot of shows. But this is a show featuring my LP by Romeo Void. That's right. Romeo Void called Instincts. Instincts. LP by Romeo Void. An American kind of new wave and post-punk band out of San Francisco. With the telltale vocalist Deborah Ayal. Coming from the Native American heritage. She's actually a real live Native American. Cowlitz, I believe, is it pronounced? Native American Indian. The original name, Ayelawahawa. Very long name, so. Shortened to Ayel. Deborah Ayel on lead vocals there. And Instincts. Romeo Void forming in 1979. And Deborah, the lead singer, occasionally seeing Patti Smith perform in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that kind of made her decide to pursue education in art, actually after eating a fortune cookie, allegedly. So, Instincts, consisting of Deborah Ayal, Peter Woods on guitar, Frank Sincavage on bass, Benjamin Bossy saxophone, the telltale saxophone, that's right. Instincts being their fourth studio LP. That's right, their fourth studio LP. And don't forget Aaron Smith on drums and percussion also. So, yeah. Romeo Void coming at you now. 1984, this LP was Instincts. So let's get on into side one right here on Brad's Vinyl of Romeo Void Instincts.
Thank you. Yeah. 6 days in a row, I'm breaking out.
Okay, that was side one, right here on Brad's Final, of Romeo Void Instincts. Yeah, Romeo Void forming in 1979, starting out with Out on My Own, Deborah Eyall, Peter Woods, piece there, and then moving into Just Too Easy to Fall in Love. With some interesting lyrics there, such as, "Nothing makes me lonelier than a phone call to you." moving into Billy's Birthday, then the instrumental, Going to Neon, and finishing up with Six Days and One, starting out in a minor key, my favorite key for music, those minor keys, yeah. And again, Romeo Void forming in about 1979 after a number of attempts. Actually, Deborah started a band called the Mummers and Poppers, a punk parody band, actually, that covered some 60s tunes using Peter Woods as guitarist. So Peter Woods came along with them later. And then they broke up, I guess, and then they formed another band later on Valentine's Day, actually, 1979 on Valentine's Day. And again, Instincts being their fourth LP, studio LP, charted up to 68th, number 68 in the U.S. And what more can I say, except let's head on into side two right now. Of the 1984 LP by Romeo Void, Instincts, Side 2, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
She's got a face.
Oh, time to wake up. Oh, sorry. Ah, yeah, nice relaxing piece to end side two there of Romeo Void Instincts. Kind of put me to sleep there, listening to Deborah sing there. So, I am Brad to the Bone. We're finishing up Brad's vinyl with my vinyl LPs as you enjoy them. Romeo Void Instincts, side two, just finishing up there. Starting out with Girl in Trouble. Girl in Trouble. That was a hit single, actually. It made the U.S. Billboard Mainstream Rock at number 17. And also on Hot Dance Music and Club Play, number 11. So, Girl in Trouble, yeah. Girl in Trouble is a temporary thing. There's some lyrics there that are alluding to some situations the girls have, I guess. So, Girl in Trouble, I don't know. Who knows? Followed by Say No, and then Your Life is a Lie, and finishing up with Instincts, that's right. And Instincts being the, I said the fourth LP, it's actually the fourth studio piece, it's the third LP, because they actually recorded an EP in there, that's right, an EP was recorded in there a while earlier, called Never Say Never, actually, and that's got their hit single, Never Say Never. with those lyrics. I might like you better if we slept together and all that stuff. So I do have that on Brad's vinyl. I'll be playing it at another show, though. So that finishes up Brad's vinyl, Romeo Void Instincts, out of 1984. Thanks for listening to Brad's vinyl.